This was a cottage in the woods above Nobberton. And when you got up to it's on a footpath as well. And when you got up to the temple, you could see down to the Stamford Court.
Right.
It was sort of high enough up to see down to Stamford Court. I'm told that originally you had Stamford Court sort of just down in the valley a bit.
Yes.
And the temple was here. And about two or three landlords ago, you know, sort of in whenever, the landlord wanted to fill in the piece in front of the house to make a lake. But the old church was in there. So he got permission from the Bishop of Hereford to move the church. So he put the church
where it is now.
Up there.
Yes.
So that there's this sort of symmetry.
Yeah.
You know, between the temple on the one side and the church on the other. And we're told that in order that the landlord got his way, he invited the Bishop of Hereford to dinner one night and gave him a brown envelope with 400 quid in it or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that about the church moving.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not really what I was going to tell you, but, you know, this is how these sort of things turn out. The temple, which did have a Roman front to it, but it was a facade, really, you know, it wasn't filled in or anything, you know. And there was this little cottage stuck around the back, and it was the keeper's cottage. And apparently, in the dark past, the keeper used to stand out on the front, look down at the court, and if he was wanted down there, they pulled the flag up on the
really?
Floor. Yeah, gave him the, yeah.
Gosh.
And he knew that, you know, that the boss wanted to see him, so he'd go walk down, see him.
Good grief. Ah.